Ethan. Ethan from Hamilton is showing that vision loss does not define his future. Born with septo-optic dysplasia, his vision challenges were identified when he was a baby. His parents reached out early to Blind Low Vision NZ for support. Ethan, who is now 21, says that helped lay the foundation for the life he's now building. He describes his vision simply as terrible. He can't see colors or shades clearly, often mistaking dark blue for black, and can only make out the outlines of large shapes like his dog or a door frame. But while his sight is limited, his determination is not. Ethan's proudest moments include earning a spot on the national Kapa Haka team, getting into university, and being matched with his guide dog, Jack. A yellow Labrador, Jack came into Ethan's life just after his 21st birthday. "The best 21st present I could have asked for," he says. To Ethan, Jack is more than a guide dog. He gives him emotional support and calm. "I just throw myself on the floor and Jack will lie on me," says Ethan. "Sometimes I rest my head on him or he rests his on me. They're such healers, they just know." This might give you the impression that Ethan prefers peace and quiet. Far from it. Ethan says he feels most at ease in busy spaces. "At home, all my mental alarms go off. But in a factory or industrial kitchen, I'm calm. I feel safe," he says, describing what it feels like to visit his cousin who works in a factory. Ethan was raised in a whānau full of strong role models. His dad's a police officer, his aunt is a chef, and his cousin works in a peg factory. "My family never wrapped me in cotton wool. They taught me to try everything." Would he want his vision back? No, it's made me who I am. I'm stronger for it. Ethan says Blind Low Vision has played a big role in his journey. He says orientation and mobility training, Braille, and being matched with Jack have been life-changing. He's also grateful for support from staff like guide dog mobility instructor Rochelle and rehabilitation instructor Maddie. Despite the support from his whānau and guide dog, Ethan still faces barriers. These include inaccessible websites, confusing systems, and stray dogs running up to guide dog Jack. He has also been mocked for being blind. "No matter what happens, I'm still going to get out of the house." His advice for the sighted community is clear. Don't be an idiot. Ask respectful questions, not how many fingers someone's holding up. Ask us about our lives. And to other blind or low-vision young people, be happy with who you are. Don't hide from the hard stuff. What some people see as a massive inconvenience, I see as opportunity. Today, Ethan is proud to be doing things he never thought possible. He's competing nationally, training in high-pressure spaces, and walking confidently beside Jack, his loyal, highly trained friend with four paws and a wagging tail. None of this would be possible without the generous support of donors and supporters of Blind Low Vision NZ.